morning, Napa Valley. We are here live in the studios this morning at KVON Radio, and we are here with none other than the world famous Alex Gardner. Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Ladies power weightlifter. Oh my gosh, she looks gorgeous. And Martin Olson.
Good morning.
Most hot dog, the hot dog king. We were talking just a minute ago in the studio, and we said, you know, Alex didn't bring weights with her. I said, well, we could lay Martin in the floor. She could bench press him a few times. Martin, most hot dogs. My gosh, I love your hot dogs. No, take it back. Never had a hot dog. I get a Polish dog.
Oh,
I always get a Polish dog. I need to stretch my wings because you have some other choices, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Alex, you are a power lifter. What the heck is that?
Oh, okay. So,
okay, you got to get real close.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Powerlifting is actually three core movements. It's back squat, bench press, and deadlift.
So what's a back squat?
A back squat is where you have a barbell on your back and you squat down and then you stand it up.
Oh, okay. You put the barbell behind your head, mm-hmm. like across your shoulders.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's called a back squat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's one of the best movements you can do just for any sort of weightlifting.
To strengthen your legs?
Yeah. Legs, core. It works everything. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how on earth did you get into this?
Well, I actually got into CrossFit was the original place that I found when I was in 2009, actually, Wine Country CrossFit. It used to be in her backyard, and that was a long time ago to get ready for the
Who's her?
Beth.
Okay.
Beth Rippins. Yes.
Shout out to, we'll give some applause to Beth. Okay.
Yes. She was one of the first CrossFit gyms in Napa, and that was back in 2009.
Dang.
And I went to her to get ready for the military, and I learned how to lift weights.
And then you went in the military?
Yes.
And oh, my gosh. You're a beast woman.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So that's how I got into it. And ever since I knew when I was in the military, I wanted to get out and own my own gym one day and be a trainer and...
Yeah. Oh, interesting. So you married, you have kids, a dog.
I am a single mother and I have two girls and a dog.
What kind of dog?
A French bulldog. His name's Bolt.
Oh, Bolt.
Yes.
I love that name. Okay. So Martin, you're married, kids, got a dog?
Well, married, kids, two cats.
Kids, two cats.
Yeah,
okay.
Orange cats.
Orange cats. So we have Jenny Olson.
Got Jenny Olson.
Jenny Olson. Yeah. And what are the kids' names?
I have two boys. Levi is 22 and Max is 19, soon to be 20. He's a sophomore at Cal Poly.
Oh, wow. Oh, now there's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell my foster kids, I want you to have a good job so you can pay for a good nursing home for me when I'm old, you know, one that rolls me outside in the day and lets me sit in the sun, you know. Martin, you have Moe's hot dogs.
I do.
Did you wake up when you were 10 and say, you know, in my future, I want to own a hot dog spot? Yeah,
close.
Probably not.
Close.
Close?
No. Well, I mean, who doesn't like hot dogs? Everybody loves
right.
hot dogs.
Who doesn't like hot dogs?
But I was a software engineer for years, had a software company here in town.
Oh, yeah. What did you do?
We did software that ran wineries. So okay. all the sales for the wineries, we ran the tasting rooms and the online sales and the wine club sales.
Okay.
Yeah. So a few years ago, we had a big company out of Dallas make us an offer that we couldn't refuse. So we sold that company and just been kind of goofing off.
So you're
off.
One of those tech giant guys.
Tech midgets. Let's go with that.
Okay.
And, yeah, so we did that. And then last couple of years, just been looking for something fun to do. And this came up, and they had, you know, this great little hot dog place called Saks.
Yeah. Down in River Park
Shopping
Center.
Down in River Park came up for sale, and I was like, well, that looks like a fun project. I think it's something I can work with. You know, I can use my tech background. No, but I can use my business skills to take a small business and grow the business and have some fun. So I mean, it's hot dogs, it's ice cream. I mean, it doesn't get more fun than that.
What's not to love? Oh my gosh, I love to go to Moe's Hot Dogs, and I have to tell you the truth. When it was Saks, I never ever went there. So you have done an excellent job with Facebook and, you know, building a thought in people's heads. Because, you know, I think when most families wake up in the morning, they don't think, well, you know, I'm going to go have a hot dog for lunch. But when you put it in front of me and you do a good job with social media and the marketing piece, it builds a thought in my head, and I think, oh, well, today's early release from school. I'll pick up my kids. We'll go to Moe's Hot Dogs, and then we'll go here.
Yeah. So, well, that's the idea, is to really market it out. Because one of the things I loved about the business, honestly, was that everybody who knew about it loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, not everybody knew about it.
Right.
So, and they
not
had a
everybody
really...
went. I mean, right. I knew about it.
Right.
I mean, I'm in River Park Shopping Center a lot, and I drive by it, but I never, ever went there, you know?
Right. And that's what I found about a lot of people that had heard of it or whatnot, but now we're getting people to come in and try it. And we're really trying to, you know, we have a normal crowd that comes in for lunch, a lot of people that work for a living, you know, people from the state hospital and from the county and sheriff's department, all great. But we really want it to be more of a place, you know, families can come, you know, and get something affordable in Napa.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's a few places, but we want to be one of those
places
that's family friendly. You can bring your kids. It's noisy in there. Nobody cares. You know, the kids, you know, we have art projects for kids now. We just got this really new cool bubblegum machine.
Ooh.
It's orange. Nice. And, so we just want to make it a really family fun place for everybody to come.
Okay. Well, Alex, when you're thinking about your, you said two daughters.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about family fun, family dinners, family lunch, what do you try to look for? What are you looking for?
I look for easy, something that I know they're going to like. So I actually was just telling him that we were just at Moe's because I go grocery shopping at Grocery Outlet. So,
yes.
And I go after church. So it just works out that it's around lunchtime. So I like that I can just pick up a hot dog and they can eat it real quick and then be off on my way. So I look for easy, fast, affordable,
and I think that is so fun because my son, you know, when you go to Costco, most everybody goes at the end and they get a dog and a drink. Mm-hmm. So this is the kind of the reverse. We go to Moe's and then Grocery Outlet because I find when I fill my boys up and they're full, they don't eat as much in the grocery store.
Which is usually what happens.
Chips and all the silly stuff.
Yes.
So let me turn to Julie. Julie, what were you thinking when you pulled these two fabulous members of society together?
Yes. Well, good morning, everybody. First of all,
Julie Hamilton,
good to see you guys.
My sidekick.
Well, good to hear you. Good to be with you. How's that sound?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, with this episode, I was kind of thinking about, you know, so often in Napa, people say that there's nothing for families. And so I was kind of thinking about the concept of something that's local, something that's family oriented, family fun, family food. And with Alex, I invited her because she's on a mission to build healthy families. And so this to me is how this ties in is just
give
talking
some applause.
About.
There you go.
And when I look at your family, Martin, and I just see them online, you know, I'm so impressed with how beautiful your family is, how wonderful your boys are doing. And
they take after their mother.
She's amazing.
She is. Jenny. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that you guys have done a really good job on that. And so, and Alex as well, you know, has been through some difficult times and come through and is building her healthy family right now from the ground up. And so, I mean, this is Talk So Kids Listen. So to me, family is everything and building healthy families is everything.
Oh, that is great. Do you have a question for one of our guests this
morning. Yeah, I did. Well, you know, I said, Alex, that you talked about building healthy families. So tell us a little bit about, I know you've got something coming up, an event coming up where you're working on that. But I'd love to, if you want to, just tell a bit about your story and about how you are building a healthy family.
So first, I want to say that thank you for having me on, Julian, thinking of me as building healthy families. One of those things is talking about domestic violence in October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's one of the most prominent things in families, and it's just not talked about very often. And I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and thankfully I was able to get out of that marriage. And now I'm building a totally new life that I envisioned my life always being, and I'm able to do that now. And it's really being open and honest and vulnerable and sharing my story that is truly making it to where I'm able to do that. And one of those things is talking about violence and bullying with my kids, like, because those things, if a boy pushes my daughter, it's not because he likes her. I don't want her to think those things. Mm-hmm. I want her to know that that's not okay. You say, you know, it's not okay to do that. And those types of things of just raising awareness for domestic violence, because 50%, just a statistic, 50% of homeless families are due because of domestic violence.
Wow. 50% of homeless?
Homeless families. So any
so the
families,
people living on the streets.
Any families that are homeless, like usually it's women and their children. But luckily there's...
Because they left an abusive relationship and now
they
they're
don't have anything.
Vulnerable and mm-hmm. yeah.
And wow. But that's why I started this event. Was we're working with News. News, if you don't know, is a local domestic violence nonprofit that raises awareness against violence. And we're actually adopting a family. So there is a family that they support families that are escaping so that they aren't homeless. And so one of the things that I really wanted to do was adopt an actual family and donate to them so that they can get back on their feet. Or it doesn't even matter to me what they use the money for, honestly, because if I had someone that handed me even $1,000 just to buy my kids toys or, you know, do the things that you don't really get to do when you're doing that type of thing. So, yeah. And so I'm doing that with this power, lift off, which
well, when is that? Tell us about your event.
Yeah. So our event is called She Is Clothed in Strength, and
it's called what?
She Is Clothed in Strength.
Oh, she is. Okay. Mm-hmm.
She Is Clothed in Strength. And, it's a Bible verse, but, it's, Proverbs 31:25. And that was a huge, scripture that got me through my, you know, trials and all that and my journey. So I wanted to start an event that I can raise money and call it that. And so I'm starting with obviously weightlifting because I'm in that field. So it's just easier to do that. And we're just lifting as women together to raise awareness about domestic violence.
When is it?
It's November 2nd. And we're taking donations, through either Eventbrite. I have an event on Eventbrite, or you can actually donate straight to News and just say that you're donating for She's Clothed in Strength, and they will know to donate that to the family that we've adopted through.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, I am honored that you're doing that, helping women. News, Napa Emergency Women's Services.
Yeah.
News is an important organization, and certainly it's close to Jenny's heart and all that Jenny, your wife, does for empowering kids and teenagers, and your whole family, I'm sure, is involved in it, Martin. That is awesome. Well, I would love to give $100 to that.
Oh, thank you so much.
That'd
wow,
be great.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So, you probably know, but I grew up in 30 foster homes, and I was beaten, abandoned, abused, raped, violated in every possible way, and didn't get to go to school. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to attend school very much at all. My life was so broken. And so anything we can do to help others, you know, God was gracious to me and mm-hmm. allowed me a way out. Always there's a way,
yep.
You know, there's a way out. So that's awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, Martin, let's flip back over to you. It's fall, and what do you see happening through fall and winter around hot dogs? I mean, I kind of think of this as the time of year. You think of a bonfire and roasting hot dogs and outdoor dinners. And what do you see for hot dogs in the fall?
Well, I think, you know, two hot dogs a week is all we ask from people. So that's it.
My kids would agree.
I'm doing a dog bark. Hold on. Yeah. Every dog would agree with that.
Exactly. So we actually have an event coming up as well. November 11th.
Y'all milking all my money.
That's right. November 11th. Well, this isn't going to cost you a cent.
Oh, okay.
We're actually going to buy lunch for Alex because I just found out she's a veteran. So on Veterans Day, Monday the 11th.
Oh, yes.
Chris Chun Real Estate is co-sponsoring. So he and I are going to be buying lunch for all veterans, active military and veterans. So come in for a free lunch, free hot dog, free chips, free drinks.
Oh, my gosh.
On Monday the 11th.
Did you make a sign or anything for it yet?
We are working on that this week.
Okay.
We're going to do a little video. You'll see us on social media.
Nice.
And then I'll share that, and we'll be able to let everybody know.
Well, now you guys do things for veterans every single day.
We do. So we have a military discount every day. So it show your military ID. So it's active or retired. And you get $1 off every hot dog.
That's amazing. Yeah. Did you know about that?
I didn't know about that.
Doris, are you a veteran?
I'm not a veteran, but I'm certainly in awe and honor of those who are.
Me too.
Our country is free because of the people who fought for us.
And absolutely agree.
Where did you fight?
I was in Iraq for a year.
Oh, you were in Iraq.
I was.
Beast woman.
Yeah.
You keep growing in my eyes. I'm just like this tiny little gorgeous lady. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Yes, I had a great experience, though. I was actually a public affairs journalist over there.
Oh.
And I actually got to see a lot of cooler things. But I saw many. I saw from the ground, but I also saw all the cool things America was doing for their country, which was like not what was really talked about in the media. So that was like extremely fun and a cool experience that I got to see that most military don't get to see.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
So I wonder, Martin, why do you care about veterans?
Well, everybody should care about veterans.
Yeah, but why do you?
Well, so my father was in the Army.
Okay.
My father was in World War II.
Oh.
Yeah. My brother was in the Navy. He went in right after Desert Storm. My nephew is currently in the Navy, wants to be a fighter pilot. So I've had many relatives that were in it, and it's not something I could have done. They don't let people with one eye and bad backs and stuff in the
one eye.
Well, I can't see out of one eye.
No, I have it.
It's just,
wait.
It just doesn't work.
So, oh, my God. Make a hot dog, only half of it has mustard.
Only half.
I'm not supposed to make jokes about affliction.
You can. But, it's okay. What I do is I just turn it around and then I do the other half.
Turn it around to the other half.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So,
that is so cool. Now, look at that. There's something we all know about Martin Olson that we did not know before. He only has one eye. Being we're sharing dark secrets here today.
To make you feel better, we have a photography business, but my husband's slightly colorblind. I would say colorblind, but then he always reminds me, it's just slightly. So, you know, you can have a hot dog business with one eye if you can have a successful photography business
Absolutely.
And be colorblind.
Oh my gosh, that is too funny. Now we're sharing really deep, dark stuff. You share domestic violence. I mean, we're just purging it all. Oh, I already
what
told
are you sharing?
Foster homes, beaten, broken. I'm a broken warrior.
But the real question is, did you get your espresso machine fixed? Because if it's still broken, then we're still really broken.
Espresso machine is fixed.
Deep.
Oh my gosh. You know, those big Italian expensive machines. Well, you know, it saved me $5 a day. So I justified the mega $1,000 machine.
Oh my goodness.
But then my machine died. And that
it was a tragedy.
It was a tragedy. Every single day I have to get dressed and go out and get espresso. And I tried every brand of instant espresso. I tried every form of Starbucks instant, you know, kind of Vias. I tried everything. Oh, what a nightmare. But yeah, I got my machine back. I'm back in espresso heaven.
We thought that the knights from Ohm were going to have to come over and do emergency placement for
Ohm
you.
Truck. Yeah. I should have paid to park the Ohm truck in my front yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, for everybody in Browns Valley.
The Ohm truck is parked in my front yard. Oh, he's my next door neighbor.
Absolutely. We could just come over to Martin's house.
We'll have hot dogs and coffee, and we'll have a block party.
Hot dogs and coffee, and we'll have a block party. That sounds like a fun fundraiser.
That does.
Hot dogs and power lifting.
Yes.
And power lifting. Demonstrations in the street. Yeah. So Martin, you're a hot dog guy. Tell me your favorite hot dog from Moe's. What is your favorite? What do you put on it, and what do you have? Then I'm going to tell you what I order.
Okay, so people make fun of me, but I have one called the Naked Cajun, which is my favorite.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So the Naked Cajun, it comes in a tray on a bed of Fritos. Ooh. And then a layer of chili.
I love it already. Oh.
Then a hot dog.
Yeah.
And more chili, cheese, and jalapeno peppers.
Okay.
So that's the Naked Cajun. That's what I eat.
I'm going to try that. Yeah. That sounds
so it's
delicious.
A Cajun dog. It's a hot link, so it's got a little spice to it.
It's a Cajun dog.
It's a Cajun dog. Yeah.
And you call it naked because it doesn't have a bun?
Because it doesn't have a bun.
I get a naked Polish dog. Now I know the name of it.
There you go.
See, I'm so glad you brought that up because I don't usually eat gluten. And so I've been wanting to go to Moe's, but I was like, how do I eat a hot dog?
Okay, let me tell you mine. Okay. Oh my gosh. So I get my Polish dog and they split it down the middle and then they pack it full of chili. Well, mustard first and then chili and then piles of sauerkraut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And more mustard and then those big old dill pickles.
Yep.
So mine is totally, is it keto? Is that the word?
I don't know. You got to talk to the expert next to us.
Keto is the health thing that everybody's doing. I'm trying to do the keto diet.
Oh, okay.
And so it's like no bread, no flour, no gluten, no sugar. So I can't have ketchup.
All the no's.
All of those yummy white things. And if it's white, you can't have it.
Is that what the deal is?
The deal is white.
So if Fritos are yellow.
Fritos are yellow and they're corn chips.
That's
so
right.
I could try that. But I really love my Polish dog with chili and sauerkraut. There's something about the snappy of the sauerkraut, you know, the crispness of the sauerkraut with the chili and the Polish dog.
You're making me hungry.
Mustard.
Me too.
I know. We need to run down to Moe's. But yeah, that's my Moe's. So if you do a dog, Julie, what do you put on it?
Like if I was going to eat a hot dog, just mustard and onions and relish normally.
So what is so cool about Moe's is that when you go to order your dog, in front of you are all these buckets of what I call play with your food. There are all these buckets that play with your food and you like point, oh, I want chili. Oh, I want sour cream, you know, whatever those buckets are. And then there's big old things of mustard and ketchup. It's just wonderful. But the relish and the sauerkraut,
so
it's all there.
So one of the things that we're going to be doing here shortly is the Wall of Fame. Wall of Fame. Yeah. So for people that come in that get something that's really unique and delicious. So we're going to get a picture of them, and we're going to put them on our wall.
We're going to put one on the wall of fame.
And then we're going to put what's on the dog. That way people can order the Doris when they come in.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, we need to order the Doris.
You need the Doris.
Yeah, that's right. Too much fun. I love to be on the wall. I love to be on any Wall of Fame.
Okay.
So, I'm like a little puppy. I just want somebody to love me and want me. So, Moe's hot dogs. So tell me, you added baked potatoes.
We did.
Still doing that?
Potatoes. We do baked potatoes. People love the baked potatoes because it's the same. Because
you can load it all up the same way.
Yeah. Only thing we added was sour cream and butter. So we do sour cream, butter, chili, cheese, jalapenos.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right, right. See, don't you think that was good?
Yes. Because now you just got all the people that don't eat gluten and they're like, I can go eat a baked potato with all the stuff I love in it. That's the brilliant.
Well, and there's
like
some
that.
People that come in that don't eat meat, which is great. And so we have options for them.
Great. So if you're on the keto diet, you still can't have potatoes. They're white.
Okay.
So not to be Debbie Downer.
No,
but and then didn't you just add ice cream?
We did add ice cream. We had soft serve vanilla.
That's definitely white.
Yeah, so we make it from scratch, and it is really good.
It's from scratch?
Yeah. Yum. So we mix it. We put it in the ice cream maker. Yep, and then we have, real hot fudge and real caramel that we can put on top.
And don't you have root beer in the machine? You can do a root beer float?
We do. We got one of those new fancy Coke machines, too, where with all the push buttons, so you can dial your own flavor. So, you can have any kind of Coke or any kind of float you want. So orange float or Sprite float.
My husband and my son do suicides, and they take their cup and they do one of every possible drink combination. And so my son, we went in there the other day, and he made a suicide float. And
how was it?
Oh, he loved it. He was in hog heaven. You know, that was after the dog with chili and cheese and Fritos and all of that other stuff. Okay, so Alex, we've been talking about yummy food. It's making me so hungry. Tell us more about where you got your idea to do your fundraiser, where it is, and when it is, again, for those that just tuned in. And tell us who you are.
Okay, my name's Alexandra Gardner, and I am a trainer at Power Crush Fitness, and I teach nutrition and how to lift weights. I like to focus on women specifically. Just I have a burning passion to help women in all areas.
Of what you went through.
I think my whole life has
it
led
made
up to
you
that.
More tender.
Exactly. Especially for the hardworking, busy woman who doesn't feel like they have time to be in the gym for 6 hours or, 6 days a week for 2+ hours a day. You don't have to do that to attain what you want. It's all about just nutrition and the right workout program, I believe.
What's the name of your nutrition business?
House Macros is my nutrition.
House Macros.
Yes. And what is that?
It's a macronutrient-focused, individualized nutrition program. So it's,
That's what I'm doing with a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm doing an individualized nutrition program that is passion on protein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I call it the PP, protein passion, and cutting out all the other yummy stuff like white, anything.
Yes.
And, and it wasn't hard for me because I'm not a sugar addict. Mm-hmm. All this, it's bread, butter, pasta. So I had to get rid of that too.
Yeah.
I thought they were just going to tell me cut out the sugar, and I'm like, cakewalk, because I'm not a cake pie sugar person. Oh no, they start messing with my mojo when they turned into no pasta, no potatoes, no bread.
So my nutrition program is just slightly different. It's more of a I don't believe in food restrictions or at all.
Okay.
Unless it's
where do I sign up?
I know, right?
Unless it's obviously a medical reason, then would be different for sure. So I just teach people how to manage the foods they love, but manage it in the right way based off their energy expenditure. So what they do at work and what they do outside of work, exercising.
Pretty much nothing.
Yeah. So that would make your carbohydrates much lower, which is probably why you have to cut out a lot of that bread and pasta. So that would make sense.
I had to just drop my carbs.
Yeah.
I never was into sodas or anything.
Oh, that's good.
But when I met with the doctor, and my first question was, do I have to give up espresso? And when he said no, I was like, okay, I don't care what you're...
That would be a deal breaker.
Like, that's a deal breaker for me. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, whatever you're going to charge me, I will write you a check because I don't have to give up espresso.
Yes.
I'm all in.
Yeah, right?
And then he said, you do have to give up whole milk for your espresso. I said, well, what about half and half? He said, you have to give up half and half for your espresso. I said, what? He said, yeah, honey. He said, you switch to heavy cream. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I love this man. In love with this. You know, you switch to heavy cream and heavy cream. Listen, if you're listening today, may I tell you, heavy cream has zero sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Zero, Z-E-R-O. But milk, half and half, 2%, 1%, full on sugar. You might as well drink a soda pop.
Mm-hmm.
Full on sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy cream, zero. Yep. Butter, zero.
Does it protein? Is it count as a protein?
It's all protein, it's, yeah.
Really?
It's just protein, no sugar, zero sugar. It's so cool.
Because I know when you have
High fat, I think.
Yeah, oh, it's fat. High fat. It's fat, yeah. Because when you have, I know for my, you know, we used to say when I was growing up, drink skim milk, you know?
Yeah.
So, but the lower the percentage of fat, the higher the sugars in the milk. And so now we drink whole milk, you know, to mitigate that.
To balance
sugars,
Exactly.
That's fat. Yeah, okay.
I drink whole milk too.
Drank whole milk.
Yeah.
But now I can't drink. Yep. And I mean, I can only drink heavy cream, but that's okay because just a little bit of it goes a long way in espresso.
That's what's in our ice cream too.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Whole milk. Real vanilla.
Yeah.
But it does have, a hint of sugar.
Yeah.
Or two.
A hint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A hint or two. I love the way you do that. It's got a hint or two. Does it have eggs?
Does not have eggs.
Okay. Doesn't have eggs because you don't have any way to, cook them or whatever.
No. And I think some of the gelatos and stuff do have that, but we don't.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
So that's Moe's Hot Dogs talking about their ice cream, all made from scratch, homemade. So when you think about Napa and you think about family friendly, so I'm on this big mission to push locals and family friendly. So tell me, Martin, family friendly, locals, what off the top of your head, what are some go-tos? What are some go-tos for you
in terms
of
what? In terms of restaurants or food?
Fun, anything. What are things you think?
Well, there's so much to do. I mean.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a golfer, so I'm out with my kids golfing, and my wife's a big hiker. So there's a million hiking trails in town.
I've seen on Facebook. She's dragged you a few times.
She's dragged me a few times. Yeah. Sometimes when we go out, though, we have the no golf, no hike rule.
Oh, yeah. So we have to do things. That's called marriage preservation.
It is. Right.
No golf, no hike rule. I love that. No. So when you think about families and locals, what do you think of, Alex?
Well, I haven't been, but I've actually been asked to go. I believe there's music in the park that's not on Fridays that is actually at Kennedy Park. Right? Or somewhere around?
No, it's on Fuller Park.
Yes, uh-huh. Fuller Park.
Fuller Park downtown.
Yes, and they do a music. I need
once
to go
month.
To it once a
yep.
month. There
once
it is.
Once a month.
Yes.
There is.
So yeah. I've heard of that. Which
well attended.
Yes, I want to take my daughters to that. But in the summertime, we always go to the music at the Veterans Park.
Yeah, Friday night.
Friday night.
Chris and
Sue
fun.
Chesbro.
Always do that.
Oh,
yes.
Great
so
friends
fun.
Of mine.
Yes, I love... I love the Riverwalk. It's so much fun for the girls just to run free, and I can see them from
afar.
How
old are they?
5 and 2.
Oh.
Yeah, so just turned 5 and just turned 2, so very young little ones.
Wow.
So we can't do much really crazy hiking or anything like that, but the parks are always amazing. I love the parks here. They're always clean, nice, and well taken care of, so that's always good.
Nice. We love you telling us that.
Yeah, there's a Halloween thing coming up, the trick or right in the city, or maybe it's one.
Oh,
there is,
in
yes.
the city, downtown.
Yes, and you can go to certain
stores. The different stores will greet your kids. They'll be all decorated. That candy.
So I'm going to do that. I can't remember the date for it because it's in my phone. But yes, so that's some stuff. There's always community. I feel like there's always community stuff. Earth Day, like, and I go to all those things because they're free and they're always so much fun. Yes.
Well, it's all kid friendly. They have face painting and balloons and all the fun stuff that kids love. Kids love all that touchy feely bling bling.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They love that.
They love that. Yeah.
So for a couple of, and I'm excited, in 2 weeks on the show, you guys are going to hear from the people who own the escape room. Ooh. And that's new to Napa for older kids, like maybe 10 and older. I can't remember how old it is, but a little bit older. But I mean, just throw that out there. Somebody's looking for something to do with your family.
So fun.
Yeah. It's right down from me.
Yeah.
Beside you.
Yes.
And in River Park Shopping Center. Yeah. And it is a blast.
So fun.
We did that with my whole campaign team, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, and I can't wait to have them on the show, too, to hear more about from them. They're wonderful. Hoots.
And then right down from you is Dickie's Barbecue. Yeah.
Dickie's Barbecue, yes.
And Gwen and Renee, they had a vision for that. I mean, I think that there are lots of opportunities for pleasure in Napa. We've got the bowling alley. We've got things for families and kids to do. I think you just have to look around and find it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Halloween's coming and there'll be lots of fun things to do on Halloween. We'll do a rundown maybe next week or the week after. We'll give you a list.
Next week is going to be our Halloween episode.
Oh,
so
it
we
is.
Have
okay.
The Sheriff's Department coming in to talk to us about how to be safe, and we'll bring in the community events, and it'll be a lot of fun.
So I always take carloads of people, and we do the churches.
Mm-hmm.
We hit all the churches because all the churches set up big bazaars and fairs. They have jumpy houses, and they have free food. One of the churches has street tacos.
Ooh.
And one of the churches barbecues hot dogs. And one of the churches has a barbecue tent. And they feed you as well as engage your kids in a fun activity. They have cake walks and Halloween carnival things. I think it's Crosswalk Church, which is down on
First Street.
They have a wonderful indoor Halloween party going on with the cakewalk and everything. And I hit that one last. I have like a little circuitous route I take all my kids on. And then we hit that one last because there's a chair and a table and I can sit while my kids are still all sugared up and full of energy and they can run and play. But there's so much in Napa. And, you know, sometimes people say to me, Doris, why do you always talk about what the churches are doing? But, you know, the churches are a part of family.
Mm-hmm.
They can be a part of family. It is a place you can have good, wholesome, healthy outdoor activities. Hillside has an insane.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing.
Their party up there at Hillside is like blow your mind over the top. And so that's a safe place when you maybe you're thinking about going out trick-or-treating and you're not real sure about the neighborhoods or what somebody might put in your child's candy bag. You can go through the churches and I think feel a little more safe. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts, Mo? What are your thoughts about that?
I think that churches and other organizations throughout the valley do a phenomenal job. I know you mentioned Crosswalk. I know they have activities there. I know they're always a shelter when people need a place to stay.
Oh,
they're always, they're very inviting.
Yes.
Pastor Pete there is a super nice guy. I've met him several times.
Super nice guy.
But yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, everything in the community, whether it's church related or community related, I mean, I think our community is incredible.
Our community is very supportive. And I look at you and I call you Mo. I know your name's Martin, but I call you Mo because I always see you and I think of a hot dog. You know, I'm thinking of Mo's hot dogs. But so, Alex, you are looking forward to Halloween with your kids. Are you thinking of anything special to do?
Well, I would love to know the route that you take.
Just get on the bus, the Doris bus.
Yeah, just get on the Doris bus.
Because I usually go to TFH But theirs is all the way in Vacaville. So we just do the one. And last year I didn't do it, but the last 2 years before that I did it. And it was outside once. And then the year after was raining. Oh. So they had to like emergency bring it all inside. Oh. And we were all standing out in the rain. So it wasn't as... I mean, everyone's walking in the rain, I guess.
Oh,
so,
my, yeah.
So, yeah, I would like to know that route.
I definitely will give you my route.
Yeah, I would
so
love
much
to do
fun.
That.
I
that
do.
Would be fun.
We hit the church on Trower. Napa Valley Life. Napa Valley, like Crosswalk changed their name. It gets me all confused. But yeah, Napa Valley Life on Trower, that's my second stop. My first stop is Linda Vista. That's where they do the street tacos. So I try to get some protein in my kids before...
Smart.
We go just sugar up.
So now you have to go to Moe's before you go do
we'll
this
need
rundown.
To start at Moe's. What are you doing for Halloween? Let's talk about it.
Well, we're going
to
be dressing up in some fun costumes. And, you know, we have candy. We have a little bit of candy in there for the kids. And we actually have an art, a coloring contest, and we're going to be drawing a winner on Halloween.
There you go.
So the kid will get a nice little $10 gift certificate. And
there you go. All in. See, all of us are all in on Halloween, getting Halloween ready. So Alex Gardner, you spell your name A-L-Y-X.
Yes.
You've had to spell your name your whole entire life.
I have.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Yeah, you pointed it out. I'm usually the one pointing out, it is unique, but it's definitely
A-L-Y-X. Yeah, so you're doing this nutrition planning for people as well as health planning. How do we get in touch with you, Alex?
I'm pretty most... You can find me is on Instagram, which is Alex the Coach.
But it's A-L-Y-X,
the coach. Yes. And you can find me there. And I give lots of free information and just motivating stuff, I hope. And I talk a lot. Obviously, all of October is domestic violence awareness. So I share some of my story. And then I share statistics. And it can be a little uncomfortable for people, I think. But the truth is 1 in 4 women. So you know someone that has experienced violence, and not just mental and mental violence, but physical violence. So it's important to talk about it because it's the most private violence there is. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I know it's the most dangerous phone call for police.
It is.
I know that they have more pushback against officers when they respond to domestic violence phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just sad that people have bottled up anger and want to take it out on women, children, dogs.
Yeah.
You know,
so sad.
It's really sad, Alex. So God bless you for trying to make a difference.
Yeah. Could you share the details again about what you're doing and when?
Yes. So I do want to say that I want to talk about my sponsors already, and we're still open to sponsorships or donations. It's not too late. We have until the end of this. The end of this week before we have to close it up so we can order our shirts. But the sponsorship is $150 if you own a business, and that gets your logo on our t-shirt and on our website.
Okay.
And
sign me up.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can sign me up for that.
Yes,
I'll do that.
That would be awesome.
$150.
Yes, that would be so amazing. And all the proceeds go to this family. So it's actually going
to
a family.
Perfect.
And it's going to be at Power Crush Napa. So they're sponsoring by hosting the event and running it and everything. So I'm so thankful for Mike. If you don't know Mike, he's really awesome, really big in the community.
Mike who?
Why am I forgetting his last name?
That's all right. It'll
I'm
come
on the spot.
To you.
Yes.
But Mike at Power Crush, where is that?
Power Crush Napa. It is on 871 Latour Court, right next to the DMV. Like the old doors
out there.
Are.
Yeah. Oh, out there.
Yes, right on the corner. The DMV is next door. So it's really close. We have a GoFundMe, so if you would like to donate anonymously or just to donate, you can find us on GoFundMe. If you want to participate, we'd love for you to participate. All levels welcome. Literally, we have women who have never lifted before coming just for this event to show that they are encouraging women to step out of their comfort zone to lift.
Wow. And it's powerful.
It is powerful. So, you can email or you can find me on Eventbrite or our event on Eventbrite if you want to sign up. That gets you a t-shirt as well, which our t-shirt is a really cool logo. I love it so much. Okay. And I'll get you two t-shirts too.
So can I have the flyers so that I can go on there and give you the $150?
Yes.
So I want to go to eventbrite.com. Mm-hmm. To give you the $150?
Nope. That one's to sign up for the event if you want to participate.
Okay, where do I
the
go?
The GoFundMe is where you can donate
the $150.
Or you can email me at sheisclothedinstrength3125 so that I can get you the
EIN
and all the stuff for to write it off if you'd like.
Because I need to email you because I also would need to send you my logo for the t-shirt.
Exactly.
Okay, mm-hmm. So that's what I'll do. Yes. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
Wow, you are amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio. So you do not see this beautiful, dynamic woman, this woman that would not look like she is a bench pressing, deadlifting, back squatting, fierce beast. Julie, help me here.
Oh yeah, it's so true. But I truly admire Alex and all her strength, not just in her strength physically, and she is strong, but her strength mentally, emotional strength. And
absolutely.
I love that she's taken this horrible experience that she's been through and turned it into something positive to help set other people free. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's huge. That's huge. And I know your wife and you help a lot of teenagers, help a lot of kids, help a lot of people with issues that they're going through in the family. Can you talk about that just a minute?
I'm not the expert on that
side of the
business.
I know you're not the expert, but you help on the sidelines.
Yeah. I'm the tech support. My wife has a nonprofit called Teens Connect.
Yes.
You can find out information, teensconnectnapa.org, if you want to find out more. She has a big fundraiser coming up. But she helps support teens in the school system in Napa County, dealing with depression and anxiety, and has lots of programs. So that's about as much as I'm allowed to tell.
Yeah. Julie, we should get her on. When is her fundraiser that's coming up?
Her fundraiser is, I think, the first week of December.
That's perfect.
Up at Charles Krug, I believe.
On the radio, and we can talk about that and talk about the importance of, I think the message for parents around kids is to be aware of your kids and to notice when there's a change, to notice when they withdraw, when they retreat, when they go to be like a hermit, underground for the winter, you notice because they're your kids. And so you notice the changes. And so when you dive into those changes and have those complicated conversations, sometimes there's nothing to it. It's just our children are growing. They're going through stages of development and it's just fine. But it's better that we have the conversation than not to have the conversation. And
so true.
We just have to keep, moving forward with our kids and be invested and be involved. And I'll tell you a quick story. My daughter, I think she was 10 or maybe she was 11. She's telling me about this friend that she'd had over that spent the night the weekend before. And she said, "Guess what, Mom? I found out she's pregnant." So my immediate reaction was, I wanted to say, "Oh my gosh, you're not hanging out with her anymore. I draw the line. She's dust. Go away. I hate this. No, you can't have friends like that." Right? And I opened my mouth to say all that, but instead what fell out was, "Oh, you must be so sad for her. How can we help?" That's what fell out of my mouth. I didn't expect that that was falling out of my mouth. I thought I was going to be saying all this other vitrosity. But instead, this sweet, nurturing mom fell out of my mouth. I bet she's really upset. I bet she's really sad. I bet she's afraid. How can we help her? And she said, well, Mom, the way we can help her is if you and I go with her to tell her mom. Mm. I did not want to do that. Mm-hmm. I did not want to be told as a mom to go with my daughter and another girl to her mom and tell her this horrible news that her daughter is pregnant. But see, what I learned is my daughter and I were so close in our relationship and so open in our communication and conversation about these difficult things. My daughter was not afraid that her mom was going to wig out and go ballistic and be punitive. And so we picked her up after school, her friend, and we took her home and we visited with the mom and we told the mom, and there was a total meltdown. And then the mom kicked the little girl out of the house. Oh, so then I end up bringing the little girl home with me. So it's just, you know, but the thing is, the most important thing is for us to be able to have these honest conversations with our kids, and that we can drop walls and drop barriers and have open conversation. Mm-hmm. Because you might not always like what you hear, but at least you've heard it.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. At least you know, and at least you're aware. Okay, closing thoughts or comments, Julie Hamilton.
I'm just so grateful for Martin and Alex to come out and share with us today, and I'm just honored by everything that you guys are doing. It's amazing.
Amazing. Martin Olson, Mr. Moe's Hot Dogs. Closing thoughts or comments?
I just want to throw out that we have the shop, obviously, down on Imola, but we also do catering events for
catering.
Yeah, so we put together a whole meal in a bag, and they, you know, you can pick it up and take it out to your employees. We do, you know, 25 to 250.
Wow.
Yeah, we did a great event for the Special Olympics here in Napa, big softball tournament. We did 250 hot dogs for 250 competitors out there. So that was fantastic.
Oh my God.
That is really awesome.
Yeah. So if you're interested in any
pricing
of that,
Well,
it starts at like $9 a person. I mean, which you can't do that in Napa. So if you have any questions, just go to moeshotdogs.com. There's a little catering button you can click on. You can check pricing. You can
M-O-S Hot, HOTDOGS.com.
Correct.
Moe'sHotDogs.com.
Yeah. Or you can check us on, you know, all the social media. We're at Moe's Hot Dogs. So.
Yeah. So that sounds great. So come on down for lunch if you don't have plans today or tomorrow. Have a hot dog. Yeah.
I know I will.
I know. I love it. I'm so proud of you. Closing thoughts or comments, Alex, A-L-Y-X.
I just want to put out there, if you are a victim or you might be going through something, there are resources. I had no idea about news when I was going through my situation. So I'm really excited that news is getting out there more and trying to get into the public.
Oh, nice.
So if you're going through something like that, there are services out there that you can get out and you can make a life that's so much better. So there is hope.
There Definitely. Is hope. Yes. Oh, it's such an honor, Alex and Martin, to have you on our radio show this morning. We are live in Napa at KVON Radio, and we are so glad that you tuned in with us this morning. I'm your host today, Doris Gentry, Talk So Kids Listen, my co-host, Julie Hamilton, an amazing media specialty person. We'll see you same time next week, every Monday at 10 a.m. Have a great day. Woohoo!